From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President seeks real action for bolstering intellectual property ecosystem. Palm oil export ban, CPO not included in list of banned items. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has called for real action for developing a solid intellectual property ecosystem in order to realize Indonesia's vision of becoming a main actor in the global digital economy. The Vice President said at the 2022 World Intellectual Property Day commemoration held at the Vice President's Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, there is a need for real action on collaboration and synergy schemes, as well as the alignment of synergy schemes, as well as the alignment of intellectual property policies and the achievement of the National Development Plan. According to Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, one of the real actions that can be taken is creating a national intellectual property strategy. The Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture assured that the palm oil-based product known as crude palm oil or CPO is not one of the commodities banned from being exported. The Ministry's Directorate General of Plantation Secretary, Heru Triwidarto, called for provincial governors to make sure arbitrary pricing of fresh fruit bunches does not happen. Heru also said that his party had not received any points regarding the ban on the export of cooking oil and its raw materials from the Ministry of Trade. We continue with the Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto, who received a visit from the Defense Attaché of Qatar, B.G. Fahad Muhammad N.M. Al-Dehemi, at the Ministry of Defense Jakarta on Tuesday. At the meeting, Defense Minister Prabowo expressed his appreciation for Atan Qatar's visit to the Ministry of Defense to discuss defense cooperation relation between the two countries. He hoped that the second defense cooperation could increase. Prabowo in his press release emphasized defense cooperation between Indonesia and Qatar is stated in the letter of intent, which was signed on December 9, 2020 in Doha. Next, we have state-owned airport operator Angkasa Pura 1 or AP1 confirmed that Yogyakarta International Airport was set to open the first international flight route to Kuala Lumpur or vice versa starting April 29, 2022. AP1 General Manager Agus Pandu Purnama said after meeting Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X on Tuesday that AP1 has also received a letter of application from Scoot Tiger Air to open the Singapore-Yogyakarta International route, which is planned to start June 1, 2022. According to Pandu, his site has made various preparations for the opening of the international routes. He added that the airport will be fully ready to welcome it travelers. Now let's continue with the Ministry of Health that claims the control and situation of the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia is better than a number of countries in the ASEAN region. Secretary of the Directorate General of Public Health of the Ministry of Health, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, quoted from the Indonesian Ministry of Health's YouTube channel on Tuesday, "Although the number of deaths is still quite high, the daily COVID-19 cases have continued to decline in recent weeks." Siti Nadia said the number of positivity rates, or the ratio of weekly cases of people exposed to COVID-19 in Indonesia to the bed occupancy rate hospital, has decreased significantly. Now we move to the international news. Iran and Saudi Arabia continue to have talks between the two countries. Tehran lauds the latest round of talks as positive and serious. Iran also voices hope for further progress soon. Reported by AFP News Agency on Tuesday, Tehran and Riyadh, which severed diplomatic ties in 2016, have held four rounds of talks in Iraq between April and September last year, with the fifth meeting on Thursday last week. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Said Khatibzadeh told reporters Monday local time said, "The last news comes from the United Nations that urged Pyongyang to return to talks on denuclearization after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un indicated the possibility of a preemptive nuclear strike." UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq said in a regular press briefing on Tuesday, "The UN has long implored the North to cooperate with concerned parties and return to dialogue regarding the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula." Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesian retail shop officially opened in Gimhae, South Korea. Indonesian Indonesian retail shop Al Barokah Mart was officially opened in Gimhae, South Korea by Indonesian Ambassador Umar Hadi. In a written statement on Saturday, Ambassador Umar said that the Al Barokah Mart is expected to be proud of Indonesia people and to contribute in bringing forward Indonesia export product to South Korea. He further affirmed that Indonesia Embassy commitment in prioritizing Indonesia micro, small, medium business product promotion to the South Korea marketing, including the support to all the Barokah Mart, which is a business establishment by Barokah Mosque in Gimhae. Ambassador Umar Hadi expected Al Barokah Mart to prioritize innovation, including in developing its business online. Therefore, the quality and price of the products could make more competitive, and it is matter. Indonesian Embassy in Seoul is ready to cooperate with Al Barokah Mosque to provide training for professional shop management. Ambassador Umar Hadi also emphasized on the importance of Al Barokah Mosque people to mingle with local people and avoid being an exclusive group in order to attract and gain sympathy from the customers and the local people. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 27, 1950, when Indonesia officially became a member of ICAO. International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, is an agency under the United Nations whose activities are to prepare international civil aviation regulations, distribute and monitor, as well as evaluate their implementation. ICAO was born on the initiative of United States allied countries. April 27, 1950, Indonesia was officially registered as a member of ICAO. Its main interests and objectives are security and safety, efficiency and orderliness, and the language used by ICAO in issuing and disseminating regulations in the field of civil aviation is English, French, Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, and Russian. Now we move to the event on April 27, 1960, when Togo gained independence. Togo, a country located on the west coast of Africa, gained its independence on April 27, 1960. Initially, in the 15th century, Togo was colonized by the Portuguese, and from the 17th to 18th centuries, Togo became a center for the slave trade, so this region was known as the name of the Slave Coast. In 1858, Germany colonized Togo. During the First World War in 1914, Togo was divided into two. The eastern region was controlled by France, and the western region was controlled by Britain. In 1960, the Togo region controlled by France proclaimed its independence under the name Republic Togo. We end today in history with an event on April 27 that was declared the Indonesian Correctional Day. Every April 27, Indonesia commemorates Correctional Day, or better known as Correctional Service Day. This date refers to the date on which the concept of fostering prisoners based on the correctional system was approved. As the realization of the correctional idea initiated by Professor Saharjo in 1963. Furthermore, the implementation of the correctional system was increasingly strengthened by Law No. 12 of 1995 concerning corrections. With this penal law, it is hoped that the efforts will be strengthened to realize the vision of a correctional system based on Pancasila state ideology. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Trade Ministry mentioned that the users of one-stop non-oil and gas export service app, inaexport.id, increased since the soft launching on April 11th. That was stated by the National Export Development Director General Didi Sumedi in a statement on Sunday. Didi Sumedi said, the inaexport.id gives an optimal benefit for domestic exporters, foreign buyers, Indonesian trade representatives abroad, and stakeholders. The app users were coming from Indonesia and other countries. Didi added that the inaexport is one of the national exporters' digital transformation through electronic systems. The app is going positively for national export development. Didi Sumedi further explained that the inaexport.id offers four benefits for the users in facilitating export activities. First, inaexport.id creates a conducive trade ecosystem for businessmen and buyers in the app, since users will be verified by the Trade Ministry during the registration. This minimizes the worry about the digital crime in export activities. Second, inaexport.id provides a virtual display where the exporters can display their top products and its information and specification to help the buyers choose products.
Third, inexport.id has a chat-based communication that allows direct contact between exporters and potential buyers. Fourth, inexport.id provides an inquiry feature and business matching plan that can be used for businessmen in seeking export opportunities. Did somebody said the inexport.id is still in development so that there will be other features such as business consultation, e-catalog, virtual exhibition, mobile app, and additional languages to accommodate buyers' needs for many countries. Besides, the inexport is consistently being developed to respond to the dynamic digital changes so that it can fulfill the needs of all stakeholders.
Tak pernah ku menyesal, ku hanya terus berharap. Mungkin ini hanya cobaan di dalam hidup, dan aku terus berseru menahan air mata, menunggu keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semua. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap. Surga.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder tells about the history of Fort Frederberg in Yogyakarta. The stunning fortress is closely related to the birth of the Yogyakarta Sultanate. The Giyanti Agreement on February 13, 1750, which succeeded in resolving the feud between Susuhan Pakubuwono III and Prince Mangkubumi and Prince Mangkubumi, or later Sultan Hamengkubuwono I, was the result of the Dutch politics, which always wanted to interfere in the international affairs of the Javanese kings at that time. Before the Yogyakarta Frederberg Fort Museum was built in 1760, at the request of the Dutch, Sultan Hamengkubuwono I had built a very simple fort in the shape of a square at the four corners of the guard. A place called Seleka or Bastion was built. The construction process of the fort took a very long time and was completed in 1787. This happened because at the time the Sultan, who was willing to provide materials and labor in the construction of the fort, was busy with the construction of the Yogyakarta Kraton. Upon completion, the fort was given the name Rustenburg, which means fortress of rest. In Yogyakarta in 1867, there was a devastating earthquake that knocked down Fort Rustenburg and other buildings. The buildings were immediately rebuilt. After the completion of the fort, the building, which was originally named Rustenburg, was changed to Fredeburg, which means Fortress of Peace. This name was taken as a manifestation of the relationship between the Sultanate of Yogyakarta and the Dutch, who did not attack each other at that time. This name continues to be used until now. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about goodbye greetings, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation about Lisa and Dev, who will separate because the plane has landed. They say goodbye to each other. Let's listen to the conversation.
Sampai jumpa lagi, Dev.
Sampai jumpa lagi.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Sampai jumpa. Sampai jumpa. Which means see you. Lagi, lagi, which means again. Sampai jumpa lagi, sampai jumpa lagi, which means see you again. In the conversation, you hear the expression sampai jumpa lagi. It is used when you are saying goodbye. Although you don't know if you will meet again with that person or not, you can say sampai jumpa as a goodbye greeting. Let's listen to the other examples to say goodbye. Sampai jumpa lagi, sampai bertemu lagi. Both sampai jumpa lagi and sampai bertemu lagi means see you again. There is another phrase to say goodbye, which is selamat tinggal. It is used to say goodbye to someone whom you will never meet again or you don't want to meet again. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Sampai jumpa lagi, Dev.
Sampai jumpa lagi.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sampai kapan jua
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now I would like to present a song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Peya Tawa Tawa. The song Peya Tawa Tawa contains an appeal to dance Malulo Dance or Lulo Dance. It is a traditional dance of Tolaki tribe which is usually performed in a traditional event. The lyrics of the song mention that many women, young people, and old people get together. They embrace each other and dance until morning. Well, listener, here is the song Peya Tawa Tawa by Boim Saranani and Citra Andriani.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mangeran.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.